just happened, but does Kyle Connor look like he's going to be okay?
There'll be an amputation in the morning. His skate's off fine. You know, I think he's going to be all right. I don't know if he's playing tonight, but he's fine. Yeah.
What are you looking for with Perreault, with Little and Laine? What will you be watching for to see from those three together?
Nothing. It's the way the lines shake out. I know each one of them as a player. I'm not going to learn something brand new from him. I know that Maddie's going to work real well. Those two guys are going to go real hard, capture a lot of pucks, spend the right amount of time in zone, and Patty will find that shooter's hole. So there's not as much experimentation going on right now. I got a pretty good idea of what each one of these players do. And I know over the course of 82 games, every player has his peaks and his valleys, so you try to make sure that you've got them matched up at the right times. So we're just moving guys around, getting them to play a little left, a little right, just to get them ready. The veteran guys, to be honest with you, are on the team. We're not cutting any of them, and I just need to get them out and get them moving.
Is there some intrigue, though, with maybe putting Ehlers and Rossovic together, if Perreault was going with those guys for a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know if I would pick intrigue.
Well,
might be a good word. Okay, let's go with intrigue then, and we'll be should be an exciting game tonight.
You've had conversations with guys when they play their first one, and you always say have fun. But when you know, I know preseason is a lot of a different animal. But with Reichel and with McKenzie, kind of a neat opportunity for these guys.
Well, I don't have any speech for them because it would somehow maybe put a ceiling on their career. Hey, really enjoy this exhibition game, kid. It's as good as it's going to get for you. No, I won't. There'll be no conversation. Go out and play and do well, and maybe get another one.
You like? What's impressed you about those two gentlemen so far?
I've liked. You know, we talk about the new guys that kind of come to your camp and trying to make that transition into full time pro hockey player. That they're able to drive hard through camp. So. Thought those guys, and I normally haven't given those players, those first-year players, an exhibition game. It's all about getting the pros ready. Our schedule's unusual this year, and then the six games in 8 days. So there's some guys getting opportunities, and it's good for them. I like the way they've worked. They probably deserved maybe somewhat Scrooge-like in terms of how I hand out exhibition games at times. So this year's training camp kind of sets itself up for everybody getting a look.
What have you seen from Kulikov during the camp poll so far?
A lot of intrigue.
I will put him in a group of veteran guys that are just kind of working their way back in. That we haven't had any. I've played three. I've split the games up a little bit. Haven't seen a lot of anybody. But on the days where on the days that we've put our veteran group together, the pace has been right on. Right, it's been a good hard practice at a high rate, and I've been really happy on those days. Kind of grinding through the exhibition games a little bit myself, right? You want to be respectful of men that you know work really, really hard all year, and they're good pros. And the first or second exhibition game, they're not much fun for the coach because you want to coach hard, and you got to give these guys some time to get their hands warmed up.
You have an interesting dynamic on the back with eight veterans and some guys pushing. I mean, you're using a lot of guys in different areas. What are some of the things that you are looking for as you're looking for maybe chemistry with D pairings and things of that nature?
There'll be, I guess, a couple of things. The first is, because you're talking about veteran guys, you have a vision in your mind of how they're supposed to look. We're looking for the first guys to get to that. You know, I can tell you who if everybody's healthy, who the four are in, and then there's competition for those last two jobs. So you're looking for, we're going to need them all. Got lots of respect for all of them, but, you know, come early October, somebody's probably going to be going a little better than somebody else, and that guy gets to play.
Veterans, if you're playing them on their offside on that blue line, is it something that you discuss with them as to whether or not they're comfortable?
Yeah, so we would have a number of discussions before ever doing that with a veteran player about comfort level, interest, you know, do you want to make the change, do you want to go over, and then ongoing, then game in and game out. I wouldn't assess anybody playing as offside in their first exhibition game as anything more than an exhibition game, right? They're all trying to get their hands right, their feet right, and then we stay in touch with them daily. Charlie Huddy played his entire career on his offside, so he's got all the ins and outs on how that works. So we really rely on him to kind of guide those through the first. Most of the defensemen will tell you this. The same things. There's a couple of challenges to playing your offside, and then there's a couple of real good benefits, things that are quite a bit easier to do. and we just see if we can get one to get the benefits to outweigh the challenges.
How much could that benefit those guys fighting for that kind of in that third pairing, fifth, sixth, if they're able?
Well,
to
Well, it would open up it would open up that opportunity. I'd like Dmitry Kulikov on his offside. Ben Sherratt and Joe Moore have all been comfortable on their offside. So those are the guys that we're trying to give a look to get them ready for it.
Sorry, I realize those guys aren't playing tonight, but do you see some potential because of the potential for those guys?
I had too much coffee this morning.
It's okay. They're two very skilled and fast guys. I mean,
who are we talking about?
Potential Vlasovic and Ehlers as a potential pairing? Or?
Yeah, we got a number of decisions there. One of them is Jack ready to play in the middle. There's just other things that we can do if we want to give him more time on the wing. I think Nick Ehlers is a really dynamic young man, and he's got an awful lot of speed. Just want to make sure that that's in his game every night, that that's a big part of what he's doing. And like I said, there's peaks and valleys with everything. So I think I want to take a look. I've looked at it as there's six or seven, maybe eight players kind of in a group. None of them are coming. When I say eight players, I'm not taking Brian Little or Patty Laine out of the lineup. But there's eight guys that I'm looking for different kinds of combinations so that when you do get into that stretch of the season, whether it's an injury or you're trying to spark something or you're just trying to make a little lineup change to get a jump, that you have an idea of where to go. You know, always go with your lineup ready every given night. But I would say just about every night that we hit the bench, we've got another lineup, right? A place that we're going to go if we don't like what we're seeing.
Played his offside and enjoyed it, right? I mean, is that also...
So he came in, right? So he came in on his offside. And we moved him back to his left as much, maybe as much because Patrick was better on his natural side and Nicky could do it, so we left him there. But it does change the way you come up the ice. It changes the way that you get the puck and those things. And he was really effective. He was a good player with Scheifele and Wheeler, so we know that works. But we like Kyle there as well. Nicky will be a very versatile guy for us. He's going to play with a lot of different people.
All of your forwards, are you looking this year for them to all be involved in special teams or what ability, kind of like what we saw?
There might be a bit of a competition for one spot. I'm not looking for everybody to kill penalties, though.
You said, Paul, I'm going to make you kind of repeat yourself because you had said that...
That
you
never
love that.
Happens here when we meet four times a day.
You said
for 180 straight days, it's fresh every day.
Laine and Ehlers, it's not carved on a tablet up a mountain somewhere that they have to
I
play together.
That. Yeah, that would be a horrible string of words.
Exactly. So I said it better than you would have. But
absolutely.
In that case,
you
said that they didn't have to play. It's not written that they have to play together. Why is there that sort of assumption that they would? And is that why preseason you kind of test new things?
No, the assumption that those two guys play together because they do. They have, right, for long stretches of time. They've been effective at times. But you will have noticed that there are a number of games that those guys are the guys that got changed around and seem to spark some good things at times. But players get into routines with other players. They play a certain style of game at times with a certain centerman and a certain winger. And you look at... And then it changes. So just we'll drop those guys. Take a look at Mark Scheifele early in the Minnesota series last year. Very, very few shot attempts, right? That wasn't part of his game. He got into a routine of finding Blake and finding Kyle, and they weren't producing. He got back into more of a shooter's mentality. I'm not saying he shot the puck more, and then he breaks an NHL record. So it's the same player playing with the same players, but they get into a certain routine at times and a little adjustment to their game, and they can be very effective. So I have that confidence in Nick and Patty playing together. I think it's really good. They enjoy it, but they also hit stretches of times that it doesn't. So through the course of a training camp, I could have given you this answer in August, even though I wouldn't have carved it in stone on the top of a mountain. I could have given you the answer that I was going to mix them around in training camp a little bit here.
And the benefit of having a guy like the jack of all trades, Matthew Perreault, is you've got that in your back pocket.
Matthew and Brian, right? They can really change where they play, how they play, their style. Brian's checked for years here. It was a checking center in some ways. Played against the other team's best, at least you could say that. But effective in terms of creating offense as well. So we knew going in that we'd have six to eight players. Kind of, we're trying to figure out what our different looks can be. We're not trying to figure out what works. We've seen all of it work. We're trying to figure out what our different looks will be over the course of this year, places that we can go. So that means Jack Roslovic at center, Jack at the wing. I'd like to see him play with Nick Ehlers at Matty Perreault at times. If I can get that one in too, I'd like to do that because it's going to happen in the regular
different
season.
Training camp for you guys, though, because a lot of times training camp, there's a lot of jobs on the line. You're the organization now in a situation, Paul, where your training camp is now tooling with things that already work and making them better?
Well, getting them ready, for sure. There's just not as much questions, really, 2 years ago. I remember spending all summer looking at the board going, how am I going to make this fit? Because it wasn't an easy fit. There were unknowns. How are these three or four guys going to play for us? How fast will Scheifele and Lowry and Trouba take that next step? So there was all those questions. There's fewer. We have an expectation of our group. Doesn't mean it's easier. But I wanted to use training camp this year to experiment a little bit with some of the newer guys so that we can feel like we've seen it before during in the regular season.